Welcome to Maximum Impact, reaching you from the Citadel of Impact, Abuja, New Estate Baptist Church. We enjoin you to open your mind and connect with the Lord as we receive engrafted words. Get ready to be greatly blessed as we join His anointed servant, Pastor Abiodun Aribike.
Listen to me. This light we are talking about is a light that shines forth and cannot be stopped. If you read Ezekiel chapter 9, the encounter of Saul, Paul, he was Saul then, with the Holy Spirit. Do you know the time it was? It was noon. It was 12 noon. And there was a light that shined and blinded him. What kind of light can shine at 12 noon? 12 noon, you don't need light anywhere. Everywhere is lighted up. But there is a light that is higher than any light.
Yes,
that is that light that is shining forth in every area called work, called finances, in your life, every area of your life, every aspect of your life that is work, that is finance. Let the light of God shine in those areas. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
He says the light shines in darkness,
and
the darkness cannot comprehend it. I'm here to tell you, He's the Father of light.
Yes,
His light shines in light. And even light cannot comprehend it.
Yes,
are you here? With the green light. Lift your right arm. Let's pray together. Say, by the light of God, say, every financial affliction comes to an end in my life, in my business, by the light of God, by the light of God. Every financial affliction, by light, by light, by light, let financial affliction
shine bright.
By light,
I become the light.
Let financial affliction come to an end.
Where darkness,
by light, 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 by light.
Let it have the glimpse of light.
In the name of Jesus, let's pray. Say by light, let every financial struggles and scarcity come to an end in my life. In the name, by light, 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 by light,
by light, by light, by light, by light,
It's knowledge. Knowledge is light. Knowledge is light. Some of us are suffering because we don't have the right knowledge about it. Light. There's a knowledge you tell. Was it Archimedes or who was the engine? Was the saying that God had light and shouted, "Eureka! I have found it! Light shine to him! Light shone!" Listen to me. The role of prayer in prosperity is to handle the devil, not to make you prosper. If it is prayer that makes you prosper, prayer warriors will be the richest people everywhere. The role of prayer is to deal with the enemy against your resources, against your work, against your finances. Is to put the enemy at bay. The role of prayer is for light to open to you. You can pray till tomorrow. If you don't have light of knowledge, you will still be poor. Are you here? Is it that level that make you squeeze money when you want to give in church? It should end with 2022. Where you have to squeeze. And you know, naira don't suffer for people's hand. Wait till now. Calm down. Your problem is light. Right information. Right thing to do. Being at the right place. Connected to the right people. It's light. 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 We come by grace. Anyone under darkness, under confusion, under ignorance, let the light of God shine over you. Let the light of God shine over you. Let the light of God shine over you. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. When somebody has a candle, pick your one that does not have light. Go and light it from the person. His candle will never quench. You will never be without light. What am I saying? If somebody is doing well, stop that African way of being envious. Is he only the person? Go and learn from the person. That is how light shines everywhere. I keep saying it too. There are people in this church who God brought you to this church to meet. Sometimes they sit around you, but you have never greeted them before. You are taking your candle without light and running away from candles with light. What will you take you to say good afternoon, good morning, good, my name is Biodun. This is what I do. Simple. And you are busy being hungry everywhere. Nobody cares about me. Nobody is even calling me. Have you called anybody? Are you lighting? You know, the problem of many churches are people that have been in that church for a long time. They know everybody. They know everything. They don't, but they understand nothing. I come this morning and I decree light. Whatever you do, let the light of God shine over you. Let the light of God separate you. You will no longer be an ignorant person. In the name of Jesus, let knowledge begin to pursue you. In the name of Jesus, begin to attract the right knowledge. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Have your seat. Wish somebody happy May Day. What is May Day for? It's Workers' Day. To happy Workers' Day. Tell somebody happy Workers' Day. So if you are not working, by that greeting, in this month, you will start working. I did not talk about job. I don't preach job. I preach work. Job is what has put many university people in trouble. They are looking for job. God does not give job. God gives work. Are you here? I'm not hearing you, sir. God does not give job. God gives work. But your work might be a job. For people looking for job. Just go with me. Let's read from Leviticus 25 and share the mind of God for us in this season. Leviticus 25. Let's read from verse 8 to 22. From verse 8. You shall count 7 weeks of years. 7 years, you shall count 7 weeks of years, 7 times 7 years, so that the time of the 7 weeks of years shall give you how many years? 49 years. Let's go on. Then you shall sound a loud trumpet on the 10th day of the 7th month, on the day of atonement, you shall sound the trumpet throughout all your lamb. Please note this verse, verse 9. Note the day of atonement. I will come back to it. Let's go. Verse 10. And you shall consecrate the 50th year and proclaim liberty throughout the land to all the inhabitants. It shall be a jubilee for you when each of you shall return to his property and each of you shall return to his clan. That 50th year shall be a jubilee for you. In it, you shall neither sow nor reap what grows of itself, nor gather the grapes from the undressed vines. For it is a jubilee. It shall be holy to you. You may eat produce of the field in this year of jubilee. Each of you shall return to his property. And if you make a sale to your neighbor or buy from your neighbor, you shall not wrong one another. That you shall not wrong one another in King James and New King James is that you shall not oppress one another. And if thou sell aught unto thy neighbor or buyest aught of thy neighbor's house, ye shall not oppress one another. Verse 15. I move back to ESV so that I can understand what I'm reading. You shall pay your neighbor according to the number of years after the jubilee, and he shall sell to you according to the number of years for crops. If the years are many, you shall increase the price, and if the years are few, you shall reduce the price, for it is the number of crops that he is selling to you. You shall not oppress one another, but you shall fear your God, for I am your Lord, your God. Therefore, you shall do my statutes and keep my rules and perform them, and then you will dwell in the land securely. The land will yield its fruit, and you shall eat your fill and dwell in it securely. And if you say, what shall we eat in the seventh year, if we may not sow or gather in our crop, I will command my blessing on you in the sixth year, so that it will produce a crop sufficient for 3 years. Verse 22. When you sow in the eighth year, you will be eating some of the old crop. You shall eat the old until the ninth year, when his crop shall arrive. Can I hear you say amen? Listen to me attentively. The Lord hates the slavery of his people. So he put into place a system that after every 7 years and after every 50 years, there is a reset for you. The Lord knows that there are some financial mistakes you can make. There are some work-related mistakes you can make. There are some investment mistakes that you can make that can put you into trouble. And because the Lord does not want his children to be in slavery forever, he put in place a system called the Sabbath for people to go back to the beginning, for them to have a rest. So in every week, there's one day, that's the day of Sabbath, for you to rest and start all over again. And in that same way, there are 7 years, 6 years, the seventh year is a Sabbath year, where we press a reset, and then there is a jubilee, 7 times 7, 49. And after the 49 years, from the 49 years to the 51 years, the Lord wants everything restored back. If there is, number one thing you should know today, God is not interested in you be under servitude, or be in slavery, or be under oppressive work regime. He has created a system for a reset for you all the time. So the summary of the jubilee is this. There shall be a reset, and all debt shall be canceled. There shall be a reset, and all slaves shall be set free. There shall be a reset, and the land shall return to the original owner. So jubilee is God's system for people that have made mistakes, committed sin, done some wrong things, for them to have a shot at life again. If you read Luke chapter 4, Jesus came to the synagogue in his hometown. Luke 4, 18 to 19. And they gave him the scripture to read. Incidentally, the scripture that was given to him was Isaiah 61, which he read. And he said, "What the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to do what? To proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to the captive and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed." 19. Can we all read 19 together? "To proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." This year of the Lord's favor is Leviticus 25, Jubilee. So when Jesus came, Jesus ushered us into the season of Jubilee. When the Lord spoke to me to teach about this, I was thinking about it. It is not the 7th year. It is not the 50th year of our church. Why will I come and be teaching Jubilee? Then he took me to this place. He came. One of the first things he said that his mission was is to declare a season of Jubilee. So since Jesus died and resurrected, we have entered a season of Jubilee. We don't need to wait for 7 years or 50 years before we move into it. The promises are for us whenever we are walking. Are we here? 5 things my heart desire for you from this scripture. Number one, the Jubilee for your labor is for God's deliverance and release for you from every oppressive work and every oppressive work environment. Many of us work under toxic conditions. It is not our fault. The problem is that there is no other work outside. Is it outside? Because there is no other work. The rate of unemployment is rising at astronomical rates. Many people are graduating at Fordham University with nothing, no hope of where to work. So any small person, anybody that has, you know, any work to give up, has created a business, make every worker dry. But what the Lord is saying by jubilee for your labor is that I want to deliver you from every oppressive work and every oppressive working environment and working condition. Verse 10 of Leviticus 25. Verse 10 of Leviticus 25. "And you shall consecrate the 7th year and proclaim liberty throughout the land to all its inhabitants." So I come as a priest in this house today, and I decree liberty and a release from every oppressive work. For anybody here, you are released from every oppressive work, every oppressive working condition, every oppressive working environment, in the name of Jesus. We have many people that are paid low wages and salaries. In fact, my friends used to tell me and ask me, "What is the difference between wages and salary? What is the difference between wages and salary?" Jokingly, they say wages is for people that are suffering and salary is for people that are enjoying. Please help me ask somebody, by this definition, which is not a dictionary definition, which is not original, ask somebody, by this definition, are you earning wages or you are earning salary? Nobody will answer. Many people's wages are low salaries, low wages. Some people's salary has not been paid since January. And so, in fact, some people's salary, they pay per percentages. 20% this month, next month, 30%. Now, you don't even know how much your oga owns you. Jubilee was declared and made available for people like you. People don't have no working hours. Some people have long working hours. One of the shocking things that my friends that travel abroad always tell me about in their first 1 week at work is when, especially the people we work in bank together, when it is a certain time, 5, everybody just drop what they are doing and they go home. We have not finished this thing. We have not finished. What is the working time? 9 to 5. What is the time? 5. Can you try it? Oppressive You see, we have worked under oppressive working condition for a long time, and we call it hard work. In fact, we glorify in it. It is longer unemployment, contract staffing, child labor, underpayment, slavery work, conditions of work, forced labor, bonded labor. In your place of work, do you have medical provision? Let me not talk medical allowance. Medical provisions. Is there a plan for your retirement for you? You need to believe. If anything happens, if you lose your job now, today, God forbid, like we say in Africa, God forbid, if you lose your job today, what happens to you tomorrow, from tomorrow? Will you start begging? All those are the oppressive working conditions and work that the Lord wants to deliver us from. Lift your two hands up and say, oh Lord, I'm available. Say, I receive jubilee for my labor. Say today, workers day, by your grace, by your mercy, I receive jubilee for my labor. 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 In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. And you know, there are some of us that I pity most. You know, the people I pity most are people that you work in a very good place. Maybe they give you a car allowance. They buy a car for you. They give you a car. From the outside world, you are looking very good. You are doing very well. You're fresh. You know, your flesh is very fresh. You dress well. But you are going through a lot of financial challenge. But whenever you come to church, people come and say, Mommy, my children, school fees, I want me to pay. Please help me. And you have not paid your children's school fees also. If you tell them, they will not believe. Because these school fees are different. Your own is times 10, their own. But you have not paid. You yourself, you know, you dress well, you carry yourself with dignity. And when people want to borrow money, now you then go come and say, I beg. So the news is everywhere in your hometown, at your church, everywhere you go to, that he's stingy. It doesn't help anybody. But they don't know that what is pinching you and the load you are carrying is bigger than everybody's own. You have helped and helped. Your children are even suffering. What you need to give others, give your children. You are giving others. And upon that, nobody looks with you, look at you to pray for you and say, God, favor this person. Many people are going through that. And I've always warned you, people with poverty mentality always blame other people for how they spend their money. He did not work to get the money because of you. If he gives to you, appreciate. If he does not give to you, it is not yours. If he does not give, and I have an uncle, he works in NNPC, he does not help anybody. Go and work and go to NNPC and know how it is. Making noise all around the place. All of you, most of you here, you remember that when we were in university, we thought some people were very wicked. But now that you are working, you know you are more wicked. Because you don't pick your phone, you don't do anything. I pray for anyone under this condition. Let the heavens upon you be open. In the name of Jesus. Let the heavens upon you be open. Let the heavens upon you be open. Let the heavens upon you be open. Let there be open heavens upon you. In the name of Jesus. Anyone that looks like it but is not it. Financially, let the heavens of finances open over your labor in the name of Jesus. So, Jubilee is a time for release from every oppressive work environment. Number two, Jubilee for our labor is a time for a reset of bad economic conditions and experiences. Life happens. Even a wise man sometimes loses money. Life happens. Some get sick, unexpected illness and accidents. Some, the breadwinner of a family, dies suddenly. And the man has proudly asked the wife not to walk, not to acquire any skill, not even to sell pure water in front of the house, because the man is a man of the house, and he died suddenly. Some wrong investments and overtrading. Which one day again? Now, everywhere in Nigeria now, people are being scammed from one area, and they are scammed here. They move from there. They move to another place. They are scammed. They move from there. They move to another place. They are scammed. How will anybody with a correct sense tell you that if you give them 1,000 naira, they will give you 1,500 naira at the end of a month? Where does it happen? 50% return in a month? Can I analyze this for you? When they say bankers give 23-25% interest per annum, what does it mean? It means when you calculate all the interest for the year, it all gets down to 25%. That means it is 2% per month that banks give you. And that 2% per month that they take when they lend you money, that 2% per month, business people are screaming and they say it is too high. How can we work with that? 2% every month. How can we work with that? Then somebody came and told you, give me money. Every month I will give you 50%. When banks that are authority on that money can only give you 2%. Somebody say you give you 50%. And you took your head inside. Your head will be cut. Life happens. But sometimes we open our eyes wide and enter into trouble. But in the midst of that also, God's mercy is there. And he's saying, even though you have made that mistake, I want jubilee for you. But the problem is this. Many people have been given jubilee by the Lord, but they still keep going back. Why? We want shortcut to riches. Shortcut to wealth. So people go borrow from everybody and put it in such things. Do you know that in MMM time, some people carry church money and put in MMM? Do you know that in MMM time, some people carry school fees and put in MMM? Do you know that in MMM time, some people carried house, rent, money, with everything, and put and say, don't worry. They will reach them. It's funny. It happened to some of you here. But in the midst of that, God still wants a jubilee for you. So most of us have been involved in wrong investment, intentionally and unintentionally. But God looks down on us and says, I will still have mercy on you. Are we here? That's one. Number two is that because life happens also, some of us enter into debt. See, the trap to enter debt is all around you. One of the easiest ways to enter debt is this thing. Now 20,000, but pay 5,000 now. Make you come to pay the others later. And then your eye no go, no day. So you just go. Because you want to be like the people that you see every day. Debt is crippling. Debt makes you a slave. And God does not want anybody, any of his children, to be a slave forever. Life happens. Can I pray for you? Stretch your hand here. Every mistake that you have made that changed your financial situation, that brought an economic downturn for you, let mercy begin to speak for you. Can I hear you say amen? I ask that mercy begin to speak for you. I ask that mercy begin to speak for you. We decree a jubilee for every debt you have entered in. Let the Lord miraculously pay that debt. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. So listen to me attentively. So when we pray for debt cancellation, God can miraculously come and ask the person to call you and say, forget the debt. I've shared with you a family in this church, or a family shared a testimony this year of how the Lord did that, cancel the debt. Many times, majority of the time, he does not do it that way. He makes you pay it little by little, turn by turn, with your sweat, so that you will not make the mistake again. Anybody that borrows to buy as well be, his debt cancellation is not automatic. He must work for the money of the Ashwebi. He must sweat it out. Because it's foolishness. All these Yoruba people, we have to warn them. They keep bringing some things that put everybody or that tribe into trouble. Don't follow their pattern of party. You will be broke. Some of them have been doing it. This is sixth generation of that. They know how to go about it. But you don't know. You just want to copy your bad people's party. I pity you. I've gone for some parties in which when we get there, we will not eat until the wedding is over. That's why they will bring food. I say, Yoruba party, before you get there, food is ready. As you are landing, they are sharing food. If you want to go, you are a poor person, go. If you compare yourself with some people in church, you will go into debt. And cancellation will not come easy. You will sweat it out. Whether, oh my Lord, the one that paid the debt of pastor's friend. Oh Lord, I key into the grace and the anointing over pastor. You will key into the grace and anointing and work hard to pay the debt. Some bought cars they never need. They never needed the cars, but they want for everybody in church and their family to know that they are in Abuja, they have arrived also. Now, the car is pushing you, and you are pushing the car. It's time for everybody to give themselves sense. If there's one good thing that the government of the last 7 years have taught us, it is sense. If you not get down during this regime, you will never get it again. We don't know what is coming. Maybe in a more sense they come. We don't know. But it's time to get sense. Are you in church? Okay. So, God wants to develop us when life happens to us. God wants to develop us when we are in debt. And God wants to deliver us when we are captive of the world system. Let me tell you, captive of the world system. Somebody comes and says, you know, you don't need to work hard. You just need to work smart. It looks good to the ear. It looks good on paper. Do you know that many motivational speakers earn money from motivating you, not from doing what they taught you? Then they say, I'm a coach. A coach does not know how to. He must not be able to do. He must just be able to teach. Now, are you? I will never follow anybody that does not have the experience what he's teaching me. What does he have to teach me? We have been captives of a world system. You know, let me tell you the captivity of a world system. Scamming. All around you are Yahoo boys and Yahoo girls. And some of you clearly say, now Yahoo in the drill. That man are Yahoo. Some parents know their children are Yahoo. He's buying the car. He's giving you the money. He will soon use you for Yahoo Plus. No, spend the money. We'll be here to attend your funeral and pray for you. I'm telling you. Somebody is coming, another person of his word, and you are happy. Oyinbo took our money away. We are taking the money back. Is your Oyinbo alone they are scamming? Is it the Oyinbo now that took the families away? All around, we have people eating excreta. We have people doing different kind of things. Like around 10 years ago, was it 10 years ago, at a naming ceremony of one of my daughters, my sister was around. And he, being a lecturer in the university, told me he was doing his write-up at night, overnight. And while she got to the Saba Cafe, that was the day of the Cafe, she was told that, auntie, this seat has been reserved. So now I said, okay. And can you get me another? So they get her another place. And I said, normally we don't allow anybody because this place has been paid for. But since it's you, just sit down and continue. So while she was doing the work, she said around 12 midnight, she just heard something like chikere. You know chikere, chikere, chikere. You know now. If you know, maybe they watch home video. And then he saw some people coming in with their back into the Saba cafe. Sat down. One was chanting and shaking something. He said she left what she was here, was looking. One was making call and one was chanting. Chanting. That is what some of your children, your brothers are doing. They are idolaters. They are wicked people. They are evil people. And their life deserves an anathema. Do you know what an anathema is? Anathema is all the curses of a Bible combined together brought upon them. Somebody's word. The system of the world is gross. Come somebody, take it away from them. You are smart. I was a friend in his shop like 20 years ago. Came back. I just came back from Kano. Was in the person's shop. And then his neighbor in the shop look at him and say, Sunday, if they tell me, say, if I use you for juju, I go make money. I go use you for juju, make money. I go come take the money, carry you go hospital, take care of you. That is the thinking of many people around us. Many are the captive of the world system. Gambling. Extortion. Extortion. Civil servants. Gambling. I don't want to mention bribery. Let me just call it extortion. Prostitution runs girl. Now, dogs. Three weeks ago, what was in the news? Osinachi. 2 weeks ago, what was in the news? Chrisland. Last week, what was in the news? Yul Edoche. This one, what is in the news now? Dog. A perverse generation. Problems everywhere. But I hope you are not here in church. If you are here, the Lord has sent you here for you to be delivered from the captivity of a world system that makes you want to get rich quick, 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 quick. Sir, ma, your child is not working. He is using iPhone 10. Look at me now. My phone, how much do you think it is? I've seen your children using iPhone 10. Then you came to meet me at the end of service. The pastor, we can't pay house rent. We can't pay their school fees. We want to send her to school, but we are not able to send. We have the bill, but we can't pay. But your children are using iPhone. Me, where they use Samsung's wallet, Kaja. You want to collect money from me? I will post you gladly. Don't worry, we'll talk to the welfare people. We'll see what we can do about it. Since you are not wise and you think I'm not wise, let's deceive ourselves. Listen to me. Everybody is watching. Nobody can scam anybody. Take care of your children, especially the ones in the higher institution, lest they put you into trouble. But the good thing is that God has made the church available to give support. You know, if police slap somebody and put him in jail, we'll be there to support and say, sorry, sorry. But now you then go to slap. You stupid man. Say, officer, officer, make you no beat them too much now. Please take this one. You will bear the cost. Let your children not put you into trouble. I beg you, check your children up. Let them not be captive of the worldly system. You see your children going to Beth Naija, you did not stop the child. They will soon come with papers of the house asking you to leave the house, that the house has been sold. Can I say God forbid? It's a trap. Don't say God forbid. Go and do what I've told you. Let's come back to Jubilee. Jubilee is a time when the Lord rewards our labor. Are we see here? Let me show you two things fast. Verse 13 and 14. Abi, 11 and 12. Verse 11 and 12. Give me 11 and 12. That 58th year, you shall be a jubilee for you. In it, you shall neither sow nor reap what grows of itself, nor gather the grapes from the undressed vines. For it is a jubilee. It shall be holy to you. You shall eat the produce of a field. Jubilee is a time of supernatural supplies. They are not going to sow. They are not going to eat. But the ground will bring forth an increase for them. So we come and we pray for you before I leave here. For supernatural, unending supplies of Jubilee for you in the name of Jesus. Stretch your hand here. Supernatural. In a way you never thought of. In a way beyond your skills. That only favor can bring about. Let there be supernatural supplies for you. In the name of Jesus. Jubilee. Jump to verse 21. Let me just pray the prayers of the one left for you. Verse 21. 21. So Jubilee, number one, is the time of deliverance from oppressive working conditions. Number two, Jubilee is a time of reset from every bad economic condition. Number three, that taken Jubilee is a time of supernatural, so unending supply by the Lord. 3, 4, Jubilee, 25, 21, Leviticus 25, 21. I will command my blessings on you in the sixth year, so that it will produce a crop sufficient for how many years? What was the title of my message last week? Huh? Supernatural increase. The work of 1 year yields an increase of 3 years. That's what Jubilee does. And when the Lord said there is Jubilee for your labor, so that means you should expect supernatural increase that you cannot define, that you cannot explain. You know, sometimes I believe that miracles you can explain, I'm not sure they are miracles. I'm not saying they are not miracles. I'm saying let's not call them miracles. The one that you can say, it was because I did this, because I did that. How will you explain the same land? You know, if you are into agriculture, the first year, land produces more than the second year, more than the third year, more than the fourth year. I hope you know that. Because the nutrients are being used up year after year. The nutrients are being used up. So, if on the sixth year, where he wants the land to rest, so that the land can yield more, that sixth year, where many nutrients are being used, is the year he says it will yield three more. Then you should know that's miraculous. So sometimes when the Lord gives you a project to do, you need to do something. Go and start that business. You look around. You don't have the money. There's Jubilee for your labor. Anybody that thinks money first before starting a business can never do that business. Shall I repeat myself? Anybody that thinks money first before starting any business can never do that business. You make plans first. You make strategies first. You have passion first. That the money follows your passion. Are we saying, George? Hey, Pastor, you don't understand. Yes, I don't understand. When you think money first, the thought of the amount of money you need will kill your initiative. Jubilee is a time of supernatural increase. Stretch forth your hand here as I leave this place. I pray for everyone here. Because it's workers' day, and the Lord has decreed a jubilee for your labor all around you. from the north, from the south, from the east, from the west, let there be a jubilee for you. Let there be a supernatural increase for you. In the name of Jesus, any law of diminishing returns that have set into your labor, that have set into your work, that have set into your profit, today we say, let that diminishing returns end and cease. In the name of Jesus, from today, receive an increase. Receive an increase. Receive an increase. Receive an increase. Supernaturally receive an increase. Supernaturally receive an increase. Supernaturally receive an increase. In the name of Jesus. Yoruba people will say, how the water gets into the coconut, nobody knows. How the increase will be done, you will not know. But the increase will still come. In the name of Jesus. So we come today and we decree your release from every oppressive labor practices, every toxic work environment. By the miraculous power of the Lord, may the Lord arise and relocate you. May the Lord give you a new job, give you a new work. In the name of Jesus, give your children a new job, a new work. In the name of Jesus, anyone that has an economic downturn, let there be a change and a resurrection for you. In the name of Jesus, everything you have lost, let there be a restoration for you. In the name of Jesus, we stand here and we decree a supernatural unending supply for you. Supernatural increase for you. And supernatural rest for you. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. We bless you, Jesus. Every sudden destruction that the enemy has planned for anyone here, we cancel and we say it shall not come to pass. Every embarrassment in your place of work, every trap set for you in the place of work, it shall not catch you. In the name of Jesus, we ask that the hand of the grace of the Lord shall be upon your work. In the name of Jesus, may the hand of the Lord bring you to your place of increase. In the name of Jesus, you will be known as the one that the Lord has prospered. And because of that, may the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you. May the Lord lift his countenance upon you. May the Lord be gracious unto you and give you peace all the days of your life. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Thank you for sharing the moment with us. We hope you have been blessed and we look forward to hearing from you. You can reach us via WhatsApp, SMS or calls on 090-1137-1118. You can visit or worship with us at the Citadel of Impact, New Estate Baptist Church, behind Silver Mall, near Sakale Bus Stop, Buhari Expressway, Dutse Alaji, Abuja. Or join us on Facebook and YouTube at NEBC Dutse Abuja, on Instagram at TCI_Abuja, or MixLR audio channel at TCI-Abuja. Our worship time is 7:30 a.m., 9 a.m., and 10:30 a.m. on Sundays, and on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Till we come your way again, stay blessed and stay safe. Grace to you.